For right now, though, a spine-chilling tale of genetic experimentation and what looks like an accident waiting to happen. What really is going on at the rather smart Jenner Clinic? Sarah Bedell stars in Stephen Gallagher's Chimera.
Chimera by Stephen Gallagher, dramatised from his novel of the same title, with Sarah Bedell as Alison Wells, Christian Rodsker as Peter Carson, Brian Glover as Detective Superintendent Stoneley, and John Webb as Detective Inspector Schaffer. The play begins in a top research laboratory in a remote part of the country. Chimera.
Oh, call me Alison, for God's sake. At least where the patients can't hear.
Oh, sorry, we weren't allowed to at my last place.
Well, this unit's too small to be formal. Look, I'm driving over into town, all right? I'll be gone for a couple of hours.
Night out?
No, just got to move some stuff up into the new flat.
Oh.
The lease came through this morning, and it's the first chance I've had to get away. I like the work, but to be quite honest, I've had enough of living on top of it.
But does that mean that your room will be coming free?
Don't drool, Tracy. You'll make little marks all down your blouse. Yes, you can move down out of the attic as soon as I'm out of the way.
Oh.
Now listen, it's about Mrs. Forrester.
Oh, you want me to keep an eye on her?
No, it's that husband of hers. If he phones again, whatever you do, don't put him through to Dr. Jenner. He wants chapter and verse on everything. He keeps the boss talking for hours. Just tell him that his wife's ready for the implant and doing fine and that everyone else is busy. Tell him he can visit her tomorrow.
Right.
And don't encourage him too much. Every time you reassure him, he turns it into a promise. The man's a menace.
I think it's just sad. They really want a baby, that's all.
Yes, well, I suppose you have a point. Anyway, I'll just check with Dr. Jenner and then I'm off. Got everything you need?
I'm just making Mrs. Forrester a drink.
Right. See you later, if you're still around.
Blast. 38. Come.
It's me, Dr. Jenner. Just going into town.
Oh, lucky you. I'm stuck here with these end-of-quarter accounts. And the discovery that after a life of science, I can't do percentages. What's new with you?
I've left Tom over in the animal house. Shouldn't be any problems there.
But there's something else.
Well, it's that new girl, Tracy. She's so young.
Yeah, isn't she?
I'm serious. She's a nice kid. But I'm not sure that we should be letting her in on the real work that we do here. I'm not sure that she'd understand it.
I don't agree. She's a trained nurse. That kind of training will grow up fast, no matter what you may look like on the outside. But I'll have a word with her, if you like.
You mean shut up and mind my own business?
Not at all. Look.
Yes?
Tracy, can you call into my office when you've got a moment?
Yes, Dr. Jenner.
See?
Look, I hope you're not going to make her think that I...
Don't worry. On your way, Wells. And don't come back sober.
I'm only measuring for curtains. Oh, sorry.
Come in, Tracy. And close the door. And take a seat, if you can find one. Just dump those magazines on the floor.
All right. Will this take long? It's just that I've left a kettle on in the kitchen.
Alison doesn't think you can cut it here.
Well, she's wrong, Dr. Jenner.
I hope so. What do you think of what you've seen so far?
I like it.
And it's about a million miles from the NHS, right?
I liked hospital work as well. This is just different. And it's in the country.
You should have seen this place when I found it. Farmhouse was a ruin. Barn didn't even have a roof on it. The little access road was so overgrown, I drove up and down the valley for half an hour just trying to find a way.
It's certainly a nice place to work and to live.
And, what about the rest of it?
Rest of it?
Come on, Tracy. You've been here long enough to know the fertility work's only a sideline.
Well, nobody's told me any different.
And you haven't put two and two together on your own?
No.
Well, there's no point in asking for your help with these percentages, then. I'm sorry, you've got things to do, haven't you?
Mrs. Forrester's drink.
Mrs. Forrester, yes.
Do you want anything? Tea? Coffee?
No, thanks, Tracy. I want us to talk again in the morning, all right?
Whenever you like. Good night.
Sure. Hello?
Lynn Horsley, Doctor.
Are you still in the lab, Lynn?
I hardly dare breathe. We've got an embryo that's fully viable, and it's showing 100% normal development.
That's marvellous.
I say we'll never have a better chance at an implant.
And you'll be ready to go by morning?
Soon as you like.
Lynn, I'm going to bring Tracy in on this one, the new nursing assistant. Kind of baptism of fire. Get her committed to the project.
Okay, by me. It's her husband that worries me. Mm. I shouldn't like to be around when you have to explain things in 6 months' time.
Yeah, that's my problem, Lynn. From now on, we'll just let him think he's going to be a dad, okay?
Rather you than me.
I know. I'm going to be tied up here for a while longer. Tell the others, will you?
Come on, be there this time.
This is Peter Carson.
Oh, no, not again.
I'm home at the moment. If you'll leave your message after the tone, I'll call you back as soon as I can.
This is Tracy Pickford, Mr. Carson. You probably don't remember me, but we were both at the same party a couple of weeks ago. You were telling three of us about the work you do. The nurses, remember? You did go on a bit. Anyway, I've just started a new job at a place called the Jenner Clinic. It's not what I thought it's going to be. They're doing things here that nobody's supposed to know about. I only know what I've overheard, but... Well, I've got to tell you, it's frightening me. I think you'd be interested. I've been trying to get hold of you for a couple of days now, but you're never in. Oh, if you call me back, for God's sake, don't mention why. The number is...
Tracy?
Dr. Horsley?
Tracy, have you seen Tom around? I've something to tell him about tomorrow.
He went over to the barn. Sorry, the animal facility. He said he was going to give the monkeys their late feed and take a couple of biopsy samples. That was about half an hour ago.
Well, he hasn't resurfaced. I better see what he's up to.
Oh, shall I come with you?
Well, I suppose it's okay. But stay with me, all right?
Mm.
Strictly only four of us are allowed in the containment section. Dr. Jenner's orders.
And another four from the Smith account makes 12. That's a Mercedes taken care of. Now, what next? I said no coffee, thanks, Tracy. Tracy? What are you doing in here? You know you're not allowed. What do you think you're doing? What are you doing?
When we were getting ready for the last implant, I told Mrs. Forrester not to worry. We'll keep trying until we get you pregnant. She said that's what my husband told me. You cold?
Oh, a bit.
Oh, Jenna's always going on about how idyllic and rural this place is. If you ask me, it's just downright bleak. Hold on while I open the door. Tom?
My God, what on earth was that?
Damn monkeys. Can I get them out? If I could, before we lose more.
Oh, everywhere. Tom? Someone's opened those two pages.
They're all open. Tom! Where the hell is the man? Tom?
I think I've found him, Dr. Horsley.
Found him? Where?
Behind the...
What's the matter? Oh, my God.
I'll get the first aid kit.
I rather think he's beyond that now, don't you?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not thinking straight. Look, just go around the other side of the table if you don't want to look at him. Wait a minute. See all the fruit and stuff? Is the knife he was using still there?
I don't see it.
I think his throat's been cut. Hard to tell, there's so much blood.
There's no knife here, Miss Horsley.
That door behind you. Just give it a push, see if it's open.
But that's the containment unit.
Just do it, nurse. Is it locked?
No.
Can you see anyone inside?
No. Nobody.
Right. Now listen, Tracy. We're going to go back to the main house. We're not going to walk. We're going to run. Can you run in those shoes?
Just watch me.
When we get back to the house, we're going to lock the door behind us. I then want you to put on all the yard lights and keep a lookout at one of the windows while I tell Dr. Jenner and the others.
Shall I phone the police?
No, Dr. Jenner's in charge of the clinic. He'll handle this. Now, come on.
But who's out there? Who's done this?
Pretend it's the devil himself. And get ready to run like you've never run before. And as I'm going to be right behind you, don't you even look back or you'll be flat out on the cobbles with my size 3 printed on your mush. Are you set?
We'll lose some more of the monkeys.
Forget about the monkeys. We're saving our tails, not theirs. Go.
Dr. Horsley? Dr. Horsley? Are you there? Dr. Horsley? Come on, Trace, think straight. You're safe now, locked in. You've got to find the boss man and tell him that you just... Oh. Who's there? Who is it? Please, go away.
Something wrong?
I'm saving you a trip. The valley's closed.
What? The whole valley?
Near enough. It's police business. There's a roadblock in about half a mile or so, but you'll find it's easiest to turn here. Okay.
Wait a minute. Is there another road I can use?
No, sorry.
Well, aren't you going to tell me why?
You'll have to ring our information centre, sir. Look, even I don't know what's going on yet.
Well, can't I at least get a message through to the Jenner Clinic?
The Jenner Clinic? Have you something to do with that place?
Not exactly, no. I got a message last night from a girl who works there. I've been trying to call her back, but there's been no reply.
What's your name?
Peter Carson.
Right, sir. Follow me onto the village. Stay in my rear view mirror. Don't try to pass me and don't wander off when we arrive.
No, we're going to need at least 6 lines as many as the engineers can read.
Tell him he can do his own blasted typing.
No, nobody knows where we're supposed to put the caravans when they arrive. There's no space up at the clinic with all the forensic vans. Then every time I get the car park cleared, someone else shifts the cones and it fills up again.
Look, I'm a police constable. I'm not a
secretary.
Somebody's
going down to fix the relay aerial. Right now, there's nothing getting in and out of this valley but fresh air.
Our usual wonderful sense of organisation.
Sergeants!
Hey, any sergeants here?
Who are you?
Schaffer, detective inspector, dressed for the Greek islands, called back from the airport, soaking wet and not very happy.
Sorry, sir. Thought you were one of the locals. Yeah. Where did you leave your car?
Outside, in the car park.
Am I wasting my time here or what?
Any sergeants?
Aye.
Thank God for a face I can recognise. Who are this lot, Jerry?
They're pulled in from all over. I think we got most of them from Max Sennett.
Hey, where's the chief?
Stanley. He's just got down from the clinic.
Hmm. What about an incident room?
Over in the little schoolhouse, just across the road there. There isn't the space up at the clinic now. It's all been roped off. and we needed somewhere big enough to put all the victims.
The word that I heard used was massacre.
Aye, 10 of them, they reckon. No survivors that we know of.
Right, now, see that civilian over by the door? Arrived just after me.
Got him.
Name's Peter Carson. Picked him up on the way in. Said he was visiting one of the staff.
Did he bring a wreath?
Do me a favour and put him out of the way somewhere. I'll find out where he fits in as soon as I get the chance.
I'll have to be here in the hotel. Back room, be all right?
Yeah, fine. Just make sure he doesn't get the chance to wander around asking questions. Now, you say Stoneley's across the road there.
Which of you from the morgue?
I am.
Got everything you need?
No trouble. We're using the desks as trestles.
Well, before you start laying the body bags out, get some screens around them. We'll have all kinds of traffic coming through here.
Oh, sorry, I didn't bring any.
Use the ones with the kids' drawings on.
Right.
Chief?
Mike, where have you been?
Well, I was nearly on the plane. I sent Joanne and the kids ahead.
Oh, yeah?
She wasn't pleased.
Think of the fun you can have here instead. What have you been told?
Only about a fire and multiple deaths at the clinic. No details.
Someone's supposed to be checking their staff records with the DHSS. Is that you?
No, I only just got here.
Well, chase it for me, will you? When you get the chance, we need to know if we've got a full body count or not.
10 of them, right?
We think we may be one short, but we can't be sure until we get those records.
How did it happen?
Don't know. I'm waiting for a report from the fire people. But there are problems with this rain. We can't get enough plastic sheets together to cover the entire site. And the ones we've got won't stay down in the wind. Last night, about 11, we received this weird emergency call from the clinic.
My God.
5 minutes later, the place went up in smoke.
Someone was obviously very frightened.
It was nearly half an hour before we got anybody on the scene, and it was well alight by then.
How come nobody survived?
Because they were all dead with the gas tank blew taking the roof off, that's why. 4 bodies are so burnt they're unrecognisable. But the other 6 were all stabbed or cut up in some way. One girl crawled out of the yard into a field. Then somebody caught up with her. She's the last one we found, hacked to pieces. You know she was a patient of Mrs. Forrester because there's one of these plastic tags on her wrist.
Who the hell would do something like this? 10 people?
That we have to find out.
What exactly did the clinic do?
A baby farm.
Really?
Yeah, private test tube stuff. Also fertility checks, genetic screening, artificial insemination. There's one of their catalogues around here somewhere.
But seemingly only one patient on the premises.
Can't be certain. Could have been standard. I just don't know. I'm hoping that the fire didn't get all the records.
Think they'll give us any leads?
Listen, my boy's World Book of Detection says it's the obvious place to start. Who knows what we'll dig up?
Right. So, what do you want me to do?
Well, as everything's running with its usual glacial smoothness around here, you talk to all the farms in the valley. Don't start a panic, but tip them off to be very, very careful. Find out what they saw last night, and have them watch for anyone they see on their land.
Wow, all the really exciting stuff.
For what it's worth, I reckon that our lad with the knife is still out there somewhere. We'd got the valley sealed within the hour, and I've had a helicopter checking around over the tops. There's nothing up there but grass and sheep's diddlies. My bet, he's gone to ground.
Right, I'll have to see if I can borrow a coat. No! I left somebody called Carson over at the hotel. Name mean anything?
Not unless his first name happens to be Kitto, is he?
I don't know. But he was heading for the clinic. Want me to bring him over before I get on the road?
Yeah. Let's get him out of the way.
Where do you think you're going?
I thought he'd forgotten me.
No chance, Mr. Carson. Back in the dining room, please.
Look, am I under arrest?
Now you're being difficult.
I think I'm being more than reasonable. Is somebody dead?
Now, why should you want to say a thing like that?
Oh, forget it. I'll go back in the dining room.
Oh, Mr. Carson, we're ready for you. Come with me.
Sorry.
Don't mention it.
And we'll need a WPC for the statement. Oh, excuse me. Do you tithe?
No, I bloody don't.
Sir, I've got him.
Bring him in.
Come on.
I thought we might as well use the headmaster's office while we're here. We can browse through his ladybird books if things get slack. You, Carson?
Yes?
Right, let's start from the top. What do you do for a living?
I'm with a research agency. Mostly tracing records and documents, library work, that kind of thing.
Is that like journalism?
No. Nothing like it, really.
What were you doing last night?
Why?
Just tell me.
Well, Around 8 o'clock, I went out to meet some people I work with. I got home about 11, and there was a message on my answering machine from a girl called Tracy. She works at the clinic, and
What was the exact time of the message?
Well, I don't know. It's only a cheap machine. It doesn't keep a log.
And what did this Tracy have to say?
Not much. She'd been trying to get hold of me, and she couldn't. Would I ring her back? It was urgent. So I tried to ring her this morning. Got no reply. Several times, in fact. So I drove out here.
Well, just like that?
My job's very flexible. Actually, there's not much work around at the moment.
So, let me get this straight. This old friend calls you up?
Oh, no, I hardly know her.
Oh.
We've only met once.
You hardly know her? You don't know why she wanted to contact you. You don't even know what about.
You've got it all.
Come with me, Mr. Carson. Okay, Mike. You can get going around the farms now.
Right. Look, what's this all about?
This way.
Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, thank God.
Everything all right here, miss?
Well, what does it look like?
Oh, demolition derby. Are you hurt or anything?
I've got injured dignity. I never hit anything before, let alone a flaming wall.
Well, we can always fiddle the report and say it was coming too fast the other way. Hey, your car's messed up a bit, though.
I was driving along and the windscreen just shattered. I've never seen anything so frightening in my life.
It can be a bit of a shock. So, you lost control and went off the road.
Straight into that gatepost.
And you're...
Alison Wells. How did you get here so fast? Did somebody see me and call you?
Alison Wells, Jenna Clinic, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
I'll call for a van to take you through the roadblock, but... You'd better get ready for some bad news.
What do you mean?
There's been an accident, a bad one.
Somebody hurt from the clinic?
More than one somebody. Oh, hell, I'm useless at this. I always have been.
Now, just calm down and give me the details.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm giving you the bad news, remember?
What kind of accident was it?
I'm going to get that van for you. We'd take you in this one, but we've got some farms to check. They'll explain everything when you get there. As long as it's only the car you've cracked up and nothing else.
No, I'm all right. What happened, officer?
Just bear with us, will you?
Anyone around?
Well, none of this lot's likely to wander off.
Come zip the Pickford girl for identification, will you?
Will do.
What's the idea?
You'll see. Give me a hand with this petition.
There you go. Pickford, Tracy Ann. Only a tentative identification so far.
Well, Mr. Carson, can you help us with that? How about it, Mr. Carson?
Oh, God.
Get a good look. We want you to be sure.
Seen as much as I need, thanks.
She's a bit of a mess, isn't she? But it is her.
Yes.
Good. Thanks.
Any time. Can I interest you in any of the others?
I don't think Mr. Carson's quite up to it.
No, he isn't.
We should be able to move everything into the town sometime day after tomorrow.
And what was that intended to achieve?
Just a little litmus test.
Did I pass?
Well, you went all the right colours. Constable.
Sir?
Find somebody to take Mr. Carson's statement, will you?
Yes, sir. There's a couple of messages for you, both radioed in from the roadblock.
Oh.
The missing girl's turned up. She decided to stay overnight at her flat in town. She was on her way in this morning, but she went off the road with a broken windscreen.
This is the girl on the staff?
That's the one, name of Alison Wells. A car's bringing her in. The other message you're not going to like.
Well, it's good of you to show such consideration for my feelings, but since this is a police force and we're all grown-ups here, why don't you just break it to me the hard way?
There's somebody in a big black car on his way in to see you. He's got all the right documents. He knows everything that's going on here. He's got government written all over him. His name's Hennessy.
Oh, no. This is where life starts to get complicated.
I said you wouldn't like it, sir.
Operator, can I help you?
Yes. I've been trying to get through to the Jenner Clinic on Langstone 118. I've been trying for a couple of hours, and I'm just not getting anywhere. And now it doesn't even seem to connect. So can you check it for me, please?
Langstone 118? I'm sorry, there's a fault on that line.
I have to contact them. Look, my name's Roger Forrester, and my wife's a patient there. I'm expecting some news today.
There don't appear to be any calls going in or out. I'll report the fault, that's all I can do.
How long is it going to go on?
I really can't say. Try again in a couple of hours.
Thanks.
No bother.
You are joking. You're not going to tell me you've got that kind of authority.
I've got all the authority that I need, Superintendent, but I suggest you call your chief constable for confirmation.
Stop the investigation. Pull out, just like that.
The investigation will go on, but with special teams, with specialist knowledge.
What do you think this is? We're talking multiple murder. 10 people dead, several brutally murdered. When the press get hold of it...
Please, Superintendent, this is getting us nowhere. Call your chief constable.
Exactly what I'm going to do. And then, Mr. Hennessy, or whatever your name is, I'm going to ask you to get back into your motor car and leave us to get on with the job. Hello. CC's office, please. Stoneleigh, it's urgent. Sir, I've got a Mr. Hennessy with me. He's waving a lot of papers that I know nothing about, but... Sir. One question. Why? I see. No explanation.
I don't have to tell you anything. Jenner had a government grant he was doing research for.
He was making babies in bottles.
That as well, but all this needs specialized handling, and your men aren't specialists. My people are. I'm sorry.
You should be.
Yes, that'll be fine. Right tomorrow afternoon. Yes, that's okay.
I want your attention, please. I'm only going to say this once. Firstly, I want you to know that you've done an excellent job here. Many of you don't have any experience of this kind of setup, and you've been thrown in at the deep end, so what I'm about to say bears no relation to your performance today. Now, get all this stuff out and back into the vans. Every last scrap of it, Sergeant. Get on the radio and call everyone back in, and I mean everyone. That's all.
It would help if you could keep up a presence until our units move in.
Would it? Well, isn't that a pity?
Stoneleigh, wait a minute.
Think you could fancy living round here, Mike?
Me? No chance. What's it like in winter?
The same, only white. Hey, look, this one's seen us coming.
Oh, God, he looks just like the last one. I bet if he takes that cloth cap off, his head comes to a little point.
Shut up, he's watching.
Yeah, and standing upright. That's half his brain cells working overtime already.
Shut up!
Excuse me, sir, do you own this place?
Don't own it. I'm the tenant, though.
Close enough. I'd like to ask you a few questions and have a look round, if that's all right, Mr...
Gaskill. Desmond Gaskill. Something to do with the clinic, is it?
You know about that?
I think everyone in Valley must know about it. Made enough of a bang when she went up.
Would you mind telling us what you saw?
What I saw? Well, just gone to bed. Got up when I had it go off. I looked over towards the village. I could see the light of the fire on the hillside.
Did you call the emergency services?
No.
Why not?
Why not? Couldn't. No telephone.
You've got a line.
Oh, there's a line. We didn't pay the bill, so they cut us off. We haven't missed it.
I see. Didn't you do anything?
It wasn't long before some of your fellows came tearing down the road. You get a good view of the approach from up here as they turn in by the lake. Saw that girl's car run off the road not half an hour back.
Don't miss much, do you? See anything strange or unusual yesterday?
The village was busy.
No, besides that, any strangers around or anyone moving in the fields?
Not this time of year. Someone get killed, did they?
It was a big accident. It would have been a miracle if they didn't.
If it was an accident, why start looking for strangers?
Can I get into your barn?
Oh, I don't know. Right. Yeah, it's a stiff latch. Wait a minute.
You're in Delta 4. I'll just get the message. Join you in a minute. Delta 4.
Full defense and back to base, lads. Operation suspended.
What do you mean, suspended?
Little talk was on with a certain boffin from the Home Office. And our beloved leader seems to have come off worse.
I don't believe it.
More than that, I will not say. Anyway, cut the chat and clear the air. I've got another 5 calls to make.
Delta 4 out. I don't get this. Hey, forget the guided tour, Jerry. We've been recalled.
We've just got this all.
Look, I don't know why, but we've got to about face and head for home. Where's our Desmond?
Inside the barn somewhere.
Mr. Gaskell? Mr. Gaskell?
Shall I get him?
Oh, no, forget it. Come on, let's go.
In here.
Again?
Look, Mr. Carson, just stick around while I check, all right? If they don't want you for anything else, you can probably go. Right. The rest of us seem to be on our bikes already.
Have you packed all that up?
Yes.
Come on, let's go outside. I'll check whether
they told me the same thing. That's probably the last you'll see of me.
Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Well, that's because I'm in a kind of merging with the wallpaper mood. Who are you?
Peter Carson.
Should I know you?
I've no idea. Who are you?
Alison Wells, sole survivor.
Really?
Oh, I wasn't here. But I should have been. By now I should have been bagged up and tagged like all the others. It got late, I got tired. I didn't feel like the drive back, so I missed the party.
Did they take you to...
An identification of each one. What was left of them.
You want to talk about it?
Not much.
Well, that's a relief. I'm a lousy listener.
Should I know you?
I wouldn't think so. I knew Tracy, one of your nurses here. Very slightly.
Tracy Pickford. Nice girl.
Yes. Oh. She was trying to phone me last night.
Why?
I don't know, definitely. She more or less said that she'd come across a story I might be interested in. I'd let her think I was a journalist.
And you aren't?
No, I can't get an NUJ card. Without a card, I can't get anyone to look at me for a job. It was at a party, I suppose. I was trying to be flash. She was a good-looking kid.
What was the story?
I don't know.
I don't suppose you'll be driving back to town.
Well, when I get the chance. Why?
Well, I got a broken windscreen and a couple of bad dents. They towed my car off to the garage.
Oh, I'll give you a lift. No problem.
Oh, thanks.
If you're sure you'll be okay.
I'm not sure of anything. One step at a time. All right?
But how can you do that?
He's done it. I've got to hand over everything to a bunch of army planks. God knows what's supposed to have been going on at that clinic.
It's not right.
Don't I know it? We should have tipped off the press straight away. They'd never have been able to take it off us then.
And now, we're out of it completely. That's not even supposed to be possible.
The rules suddenly aren't working anymore. I'm not just knuckling under, you know.
Good.
When I leave someone a token presence here in the village, one man with a telephone and all the information we've got so far.
Good idea.
School's out of use for a few more weeks yet, so I've fixed up to keep on using the headmaster's office as a base. I'll get you a camp bed, a stove and a few bits and pieces like that.
Hey, wait a minute.
Most of your meals across the road in the hotel. And we'll get your wireless, and then there's all these ladybird books here for you to read.
Come on, holiday.
Your wife and kids are on holiday. You missed the plane, remember? I wouldn't want you to hang around the house and mope for the next fortnight, Mike. I need you here, Mike. There's a maniac out there, and it's on our patch. Nothing any jumped-up civil servant says can change that. Yes?
Excuse me, but my name's Roger Forrester, and my wife's supposed to be at the Jenner Clinic. Could you please tell me what's going on?
Get Mr. Forrester a chair, Mike. You made me cry.
West, beware of long tailbacks from workings on the ring road. Emergency traffic lights are in operation, but expect delays of anything on half.
Nothing.
It is offered no surcharge guarantee, but the catch is in the small print.
Main points again. A light plane has crashed into Cairngorms, killing 3 people. Mortgage rates are set to rise, but the building societies aren't saying when. And the controversy continues over Roland Rat's OBE.
Roland Rat? Not a damn thing.
Perhaps it's too soon.
Hardly. The news is almost a day old by now.
Well, to be quite honest, I don't really want to hear about it.
Sorry, I wasn't thinking. You sure you want to do this?
Yes, I need some company tonight. As long as it's okay with you.
Of course. But it's no palace, you know.
That's all right. I'm no princess, either.
Sorry, it was nothing lavish.
It was fine.
I don't get to entertain much.
How long have you lived on your own?
Oh, forever. No, I had a flatmate, but he joined the Jesuits.
Because of you?
I don't think so. I didn't even know he had his name down. One day they called him up, so he just sold his banjo, off he went. Left me with all this space and his half of the lease paid up for a year.
I'd been looking forward to it. Having some time on my own, after living over the labs for so long. Oh, it was all right, but it was a bit like still being at school, you know? So I put myself out and I got exactly the place I wanted, and I told myself I was going to live a little at last. Now I can't even face going back there.
You want to stay here? Well, you're welcome, just for a day or so. Oh, nothing funny. You can have the Jesuits' room.
Thanks.
As long as you don't mind sleeping on a board with a lot of nails through it.
I think I'm going to have to be firm with myself on this one, but thanks for the offer.
Ah, well, your loss, you'd have had the room with a garden view. Great for nipping out and across the back when creditors come knocking at the door. Also great for ogling the lady joggers as they come down towards the park.
No, I'm going home. But not just yet. If that's all right with you?
Sure. You want another beer? There's a bit more pizza.
No room. I just want to sit here and creak at the seams. Do you know what I keep thinking of?
What?
That damn car of mine. When it's fixed, I'm going to have to go out and get it back. I don't want to go.
Oh, well, work something out.
What are you thinking about?
Nothing, really.
No, go on.
I was wondering how Alan Wicker got his NUJ card.
I'm sorry, I asked.
I bet he knew somebody.
Oh, Judy.
Chief?
Do something for me, will you?
I told you. Christmas was a one-off.
No. Just ring the morgue and tell them I'm bringing somebody around this afternoon. It's unofficial.
Oh. All right. You have me shot bringing him in here like this.
Wouldn't have to carry you very far then, would they?
A few more hours and you'd have been wasting your time.
Why?
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's the resilient type. You all right, Mr. Forrester?
I just need another minute.
Now, what are you talking about?
Pathology have been given instructions. No notes to be made on any of the bodies. Nothing about the injuries. Nothing in the logbook. There's a special van coming up sometime this afternoon to cart them all away. Destination unspecified. It'll be just like they were never here.
Timed it well then, didn't I?
Mm. Wait a minute. Forrester? Does that mean...
Yes, his missus. I owe you a favour. Thanks. How's it going now, Mr. Forrester? You okay?
I'll be all right. Don't worry about me.
No easy way of doing something like this. I'm sorry. You sure you're okay?
Yes, please. Just tell me how I can help you find this... whoever did it.
Ah, now, this is where we hit our fundamental difficulty.
Difficulty?
Well, as of yesterday, the police involvement in this whole thing has been suspended. Yep. Also, I've just heard that they're going to whip all the bodies away. Some secret little hideaway, and if you're lucky, you might get handed a box of ashes to bury in, say, 6 or 7 months' time. That's assuming you play the game and don't ask awkward questions. But I'll tell you something, Mr. Forrester. We had that valley closed up tight and the cat's backside in winter. Another day, maybe less. We'd have had him, guaranteed.
Suspended on whose say-so? Who's responsible?
It's me. It just came down from on high and we'd no choice but to knuckle under. Now, this is in confidence, you realise. I wouldn't advise you to do anything rash. Like, take it to the media. You know, Panorama, World in Action, or pest your MP. Any idea who your MP is?
No.
I could find out for you if you need it, but what I'm advising is that you should forget the whole thing. Just put it behind you. Let this whole monstrous injustice just roll on over you.
And that's your advice?
Well, I don't see how I could put it much more plainly.
Guidelines and recommendations. Much appreciated, Inspector. And thank you for the private viewing. It's going to make everything a lot easier from now on.
Wind him up and watch him go.
You okay, yeah? Or do you want to go inside?
Fine for now. We can move in when it starts to get cold.
Are you really going to drink that?
Assuming it's what I asked for, why not?
It looks like somebody... Forget it. Cheers.
Mm. Likewise.
So, tell me about your day.
Oh, a couple of agencies, lots of phoning, a long trip through the job ads with a magic marker and a spirit of optimism. Nothing with any conversational value in it at all. What about you?
I've been digging.
For what?
Oh, come on. Listen, I've checked every newspaper, every news broadcast on the hour. Not one mention anywhere of the clinic business. Now, believe me, that is not through lack of interest.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember that big black limo that was parked in the main street of the village when we were leaving?
Hmm.
I made a note of the number. I got a friend to check it out. Turns out to be a pool vehicle for a government department, the Commission for Genetic Control. Now, they're the ones who screen all the projects on offer and fix the terms of their licenses.
But what did that have to do with us?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me.
Really?
Look, things are shaping up. I'm already onto somebody who was in Jenner's university department the year before he left to go private. I don't suppose the name Diane means anything to you? Well, she's going to give me some background on that side of it and see if there's any kind of clue there. Now, what I want from you is anything that was out of the ordinary about the work at the clinic. Anything you saw, anything you heard.
Can I just establish something?
Sure.
Why am I here?
Well, it's probably the best pub on this part of the river.
I mean, you invited me out for a social evening, and that's why I came. Two nights ago, I should have been dead, and I welcomed any bloody opportunity to take my mind off it. Now I find that I'm really here to be interviewed for the scoop of the century, which is such hot news that nobody's even bothered with it. Well, thank you, Peter, but no thanks.
Where are you going?
What do you care?
The doctor is in. Good God. A human face. And Mr. Hennessy as well.
This is Detective Inspector Schaffer. He's one of Stoneleigh's men, which accounts for the courtesy.
I'm Captain Windler, in charge of the special unit based up at the clinic.
I saw the circus going through last night.
I think that's one of the reasons why Stoneleigh chose to hang on to the school here as an observation point. Anything going in or out of the valley has to pass this window here.
We've nothing to hide from the police, Mr. Schaffer.
Or from the public?
We must be cautious. My unit is engaged in very special work. This is no ordinary manhunt, Inspector.
I'll agree with that. I haven't seen your people actually doing anything yet.
I'm glad to see you've been putting those binoculars to good use, but I doubt that they'll tell you much. On the other hand, there is something you can tell me.
Oh, yes.
Before your force withdrew, you checked on a number of the valley farms, is that right?
A few. The check was never completed.
Well, if you can give me a list of the visits you made, my men will complete it now.
Well, after all this time, you may as well start again from the beginning.
That isn't necessary. We've been keeping on top of everything.
The list, please, Schaffer.
If you think you can play a waiting game on this, you're wrong. Your man's going to be out of the area by now. He'll just disappear back into the crowd.
Really? Well, allow me to differ. This is one case in which a waiting game is going to pay off.
Mr. Hennessy, sir. Phone call for you. Very urgent.
I'm on my way.
So, what exactly are you all waiting for?
A homecoming. Now, if I could have that list. Thank you, Inspector. Pleasant evening.
And another thing, Windler. Who gave you instructions to dismiss my driver?
I didn't sack him. I only sent him home.
Leaving me to ride around in one of these farm vehicles, it won't do.
And neither would your car. We're talking about country lanes and tracks, not a cruise-down birdcage walk. The last thing we need is a 15-foot pimp-mobile cluttering up the yard. This is an operational area now, Mr. Hennessy. And your driver didn't have full security clearance. What else was I supposed to do?
Refer the matter to me.
This is a military operation.
Under my direction.
The policy of the operation is under your direction. The details are my job.
Exactly. I make the decisions and you carry them out. You're the executive arm of this operation, Captain, and please don't forget that. We're in a difficult situation here. I'm sure I don't have to tell you how tricky this could be if it's handled wrongly.
So in future I declare everything through you, however trivial it is.
I think that's best, don't you?
And you want to be informed of everything that goes on, however minor?
Every detail. I want to stay right on top of this.
Well, then I suppose there's something I ought to mention.
Now that's more like it. What's on your mind, Captain?
Your phone's ringing.
What? Oh.
Executive arm.
Yes?
It's Alison Wells, Mr. Hennessy. I think Carson's going to be a problem after all.
Why?
He started probing, talking about press coverage. He knows about you, and now he's digging up stuff on Jenner. There's someone called Diane, one of Jenner's people from way back. She's supposed to have some information for Carson.
Second name?
I don't know. Just Diane.
We'll run a check. There should be no problem. Everything was cleared from the university when Jenner left. Every scrap of evidence. But Carson's going to have to be taken out.
He's not to be hurt.
Please, Miss Wells, this is England.
Thanks for turning up at such short notice.
I didn't have anything else arranged, Mr. Carson. I thought you had a date, though.
It fell through with a loud crash. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. Cold coffee. Dr. Roman, what have you managed to find?
Please call me Diane.
No, Diane. I'm Peter, by the way.
What have I found out about Jenner? Well, I hope I haven't brought you here under false pretenses. There isn't a lot to go on. There's his thesis work on the sexual impulse.
Sounds great.
400 pages of charts and diagrams on how male cats react to castration without anaesthetic.
Oh, not so great. What was the conclusion?
He reckoned it put them off.
Oh, you can see his point.
Well, that's the trouble with the great British public. They expect everyone in a white coat to be Jacob Bronowski.
Or Dr. Frankenstein. Anything else?
Well, about 8 years ago, Jenner was co-managing a research project here with a professor of medicine called Ilyavsky. They had a big argument and Ilyavsky quit. It broke him. He died less than a year later.
What was the project?
Nobody seems to know. I checked the library, the departmental library. There isn't a single reference. But it was a big deal, Peter. They took over the entire animal house in the basement. All the rats had to go upstairs.
Nasty for them. Anyone left who worked with either of them?
It seems Jenner took most of them with him when he got funds to start his fertility clinic.
Why?
He was a physiologist. He needs medical people to make it work.
And they're all dead. So, where do I go from here?
Well, I've only got one suggestion, and it's not much.
Well, go on.
Jenner's stuff had all been cleared out, and so is Liavsky's. There isn't a surviving note or record between them. Vanished without trace. However, I went down to Liavsky's old lab. It's in a part of the building no longer in regular use. And I found some old videos of his lab procedures.
Videos? Well, how come they survived?
They were all on an old system. He must have stuck it all in the cupboard. It's still there.
Uh-huh.
There's only about half a dozen tapes left, but they've been untouched for at least 5 years.
You're really working to build up my hopes, aren't you?
Just telling you how it is. It's really dry stuff for a non-scientist.
Your elitism, Shirley. Does the video machine still work?
Yes.
Can we go take a look?
Decreased hippocampal, but not hypothalamic, levels of norepinephrine may be associated with a longer-term increased responsiveness to shock and heat in animals with septal lesions.
Good God. You weren't kidding. What's that all about?
Let's see. Biochemical specificity of septal hyperactivity, a behavioral discrimination.
A pretty fancy title for a rodent snuff movie. Was that the last one?
One more, but it looks damaged.
Oh, it's worth a quick look. Then I'll take you for a Chinese, eh?
Okay. Are you very disappointed?
Well, don't worry about it. It was a chance, that's all. Sorry if I wasted your time.
Finally, we noted that behavioral changes were especially correlated with measurements of fiber intensity, not aerial density.
Go on.
If you can type up a rough draft of the notes and let me have it by, say, next Wednesday, Leslie, I'll check it over and transfer some of these graphs then. This next part isn't for transcription. It's just some notes on the new project.
Do you want to spin ahead?
No.
I'll
let him run a minute.
Every now and again,
I can actually understand what
you're
saying.
Just make a note on the tapes and keep them to one side for me. Right. Now, let's see. It's November 7th, 1980. We are now well out of the early stages of feasibility testing and speculative planning. Each department and each individual researcher is having to live with the decisions made and the procedures laid down. The weekly review meetings are poorly attended. Dr. Jenner, in particular, hasn't been to a single one. He spends all his time in the animal facility and sends us written reports instead. He worries me, I'll admit it. I've lost touch with what he is doing, and he shows no signs of bringing me up to date. It's not that I dislike him, although I do, I suppose. But he's breaking up the team effort and endangering the rest of the project. He's out for himself in this, there's no doubt about it. Now they are saying he's got plans to set up a small clinic or something out of town so that he can divide his time between research work and private practice. But it's what he is doing under this roof that I'd like to know more about. It's turning into a messy situation. God alone knows where it is going to lead.
What's wrong with it?
I told you the tape's damaged. Look, I'll try a bit further on.
God.
Yeah, that should be enough. Hang on. Right.
It's getting serious now. Yeah. Jenner is diverting more than half of our funding into the animal section, and I don't even know what for. I am the head of this project, and now he's virtually taken it away from me. He started with Dr. Horsley and simply recruited the rest of the team over to his side one by one.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I went to the dean about it, but he won't act. He just says that Jenner's acting with the approval of sponsors, and that it's a matter for them. I am not going to let him do it. There are still some people in this department who are loyal to me. They'll help me find out what's going on. They'll help me find out what Jenner is doing behind my back. Good God. Oh, listen to me. Listen to how I'm sounding. That man is going to kill me if I let him.
Oh, no. There's got to be more.
Poor old beggar seems it were true.
What do you mean?
Paranoia. They say he was completely batched by the end. I really don't think we ought to watch
him. No, let it run, please. Look, there's something else.
I have to say, the notion of assembling a complete hybrid DNA was never discussed or considered at the planning level. And if it had been, I would have vetoed it. Dr. Jenner carried this one on his own. In a moment, I am going to bring the organism in front of the camera. But first, I would like to explain what you are going to see.
He's lost me.
I think he's talking about a chimera.
What?
A hybrid animal. Two different species. Listen, listen.
As I understand it, this isn't a 50-50 hybrid. It is predominantly primate, with a small human genetic element inserted at some point. The viability of the creature was, as I understand it, due to a fluke. I am told Jenner has since tried to repeat his results, but without success. Anyway, let's take a look.
Oh, no! We can't lose it now!
Find the tracking control. What exactly is this hybrid thing supposed to be?
I won't commit myself until I've seen it. All the studies say we won't be able to produce laboratory subhumans for at least another 50 years. If I didn't recognise the professor, I'd have said this was a joke.
Any luck? Hey, hold it.
Look.
Who's the girl? What's she holding, huh? Can you get it into focus?
It must be one of his assistants.
I know her. That's Alison. It's Alison Wells.
Listen.
Here we are, then. It's still an infant, but we can already see that it's radically different in form and structure to either a human infant or a chimpanzee.
Incredible.
Note particularly the shape of the skull. The left hand is deformed, as is the spine. Handling of the limb seems to cause it some pain. This, by the way, is the only kind of vocalization it can manage. It has vocal cords, but they are non-functional. Probably cauterized, presumably by Dr. Jenner for the convenience of the handlers. It's developing rapidly. Should the organism continue to be viable, I'd estimate it to reach adulthood in around 12 years. All right, steady. I'd now like to go on to look at some slides showing cell structure, and then enzyme.
That's it. Shall I rewind?
Yes. Why the tape?
Weapon against Jenner. Yevsky could see it was being shouldered out, but he never got to use it.
So, what exactly...
Oh, the creature. It's a chimera. A little monster. Part man, part ape. It's been tried for years, but nobody's ever succeeded before. It's staggering, quite staggering.
Not a word in public.
No. You get to churches, animal rights, people, every vegetarian do-gooder in the land sticking their noses in. God, I wish I'd been in on it.
That's kind of extreme, even for basic research, isn't it?
No. Sky's the limit on something like this. Get the genes right, and you're talking about a cheap, endless supply of blood for the hospitals. Hearts, kidneys whenever they're needed, skin for grafting, eyes. Oh, you can have human experiments without consent and none of the ethical problems. Even cheap factory workers by the thousand.
The record unemployment, just what the country needs.
Do one thing for me, Peter.
What?
If you find Jenner, put me in touch with him. Before this gets out and everyone wants a piece of it. Just get me in on front of the field, okay?
Sure. Listen, can we skip the supper? I've got some heavy thinking ahead.
As long as you remember what you promised.
I'm hardly likely to forget.
Oh, it's all right. Hello, Mother.
Close, but not quite. Miss Roma?
Yes?
Dr. Diane Roma?
Yes.
Is Carson still with you?
No. Who are you, anyway?
A friend, if you'll let me be. My name's Hennessy. I may be able to save your career, but that mostly depends on you.
What?
I see I have your attention. Now, how long since Carson left you?
half an hour or so. Well, why?
Is he seeing anyone else tonight? Did he call anyone while he was with you?
He didn't call anyone. Look, I don't know what this is all
about.
Answer
me this, Dr. Roma, and think very carefully before you say anything. What does he know?
Oh, God.
What did you give him? Rumours? Some professional gossip?
He took away some tapes. Liaski's evidence.
Tapes? Oh, my God.
Look, just a minute. Who exactly are you, anyway?
As far as you're concerned, Dr. Roma, I'm God Almighty and the Prince of Darkness and the Avenging Angel, and that isn't half of what you'll be facing if any of this gets out. Now, do I have your full attention?
Yes.
What kind of tapes were they?
Videotapes.
And what do they show? This is an unscreen line, remember?
It's hard to say, really. What they showed was neither one thing nor the other. I didn't know there was even going to be anything on them.
I've got other calls to make. Two men are on their way around to you. They'll show you identification, and you're to cooperate with them. You understand? Don't make any more calls, don't take any more calls, and don't move from that room until they arrive. They'll want every detail of your time with Carson, so start remembering now.
I didn't know, honestly.
I believe you, Dr. Roma. I may be able to get you out of the trouble you've created for yourself. It all depends on the help you give to me. You understand?
Tapes. What kind of outfit are we running here? We were supposed to have picked that place clean.
Civilian staff, I presume.
Oh, thank you very much, Captain. Just what I need right now.
Calm down, Hennessy. Define your problem.
Peter Bloody Carson.
So, we know what he looks like. We know where he lives. Move fast enough and you can haul him in before he even knows he's hooked.
Well, let's pray he runs for home.
He'll only be running if your people mishandle the job again.
I'll call Wells. She's been to his place.
Mike Shaffer speaking from the last place that God made.
Mike?
Oh, hello, Chief.
How are you doing?
Bored out of my skull. I'm reading The Life of Nelson in pictures.
Spy anything worthwhile with your little eye?
No, there's nothing happening. I think they're using some kind of electronic surveillance on the whole valley.
Really?
And every now and again, half a dozen of them pile into a Land Rover and race off somewhere. There was one time this afternoon when they headed into the woods about half a mile down the road. So I followed. They ended up surrounding a sheep that had got through some wire and onto the road. Is there any movement your end?
Not a thing. They're probably getting something going on an unofficial level, but nothing's come of it. Could still happen, though, I suppose.
If you mean Roger Forrester, don't hold your breath. He's back here.
Back since when?
This afternoon. He checked into the hotel. He's got fishing gear with him. Baskets, couple of rod cases, the works.
I can't speak for his mother, but that man's been a big disappointment to me. Fishing?
Just an excuse to be here, I reckon. Within 10 minutes, he was set up in a first-floor front window, watching everything coming in and out of the valley.
And all of you, that'll be to us. Try and find out exactly what he's got in mind, will you? And if anybody wants to know why you're asking...
It's completely unofficial, yeah, I know. I'll wander over there in the morning.
That's my man, keen as a butcher's knife.
Michael Shaffer, news at 10, halfway to the funny farm.
Close the door, Peter.
Alison! How the hell did you get in here?
Close it now.
Listen, I've got some questions to
Lock
ask you.
Lock it!
Look, what the hell's this all about?
Peter! There are two men outside. Hennessy's men. They're coming in for you. I'm supposed to be keeping you talking. I open the window so you can get out of the back if you hurry.
What the devil should
I told them about you.
You what?
I thought they'd just cover their tracks. I didn't think they'd... Look, I'm one of them, Peter. That's why.
And you know all about Jenna's experiments and that... thing he created.
How do you know?
Someone forgot to clear out some old videos. Ugly little thing, isn't it? Sure.
If you know about the experiments, then get out and get out quick. They mean business, Peter.
Right, but don't go back to your car.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't believe this. I do not believe it. God, what a morning. Hang on. Now, that is interesting.
Freeze. Right there.
I better warn you. Guns make me nervous.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah. Best if you don't do anything suddenly.
Can I at least stand up?
Slowly.
Well, well. Mr. Carson, isn't it? Seems to me we've heard this song before.
Huh? What do you mean?
An open road, fresh country air, and a rather badly pranged motor. Belongs to a Miss Wells, doesn't it?
How do you know that?
An intelligent guess and some basic research. I checked with the garage you hijacked it from this morning.
Hijacked? Now, wait a minute,
for you. Didn't expect you to announce yourself with quite such a bang, though, did we, Corporal?
No, sir.
Are you hurt?
Well, you tell me. You seem to know everything else about me.
Not quite everything. And certainly not as much as I'd like. Put him in the Land Rover, Corporal, and I'll keep Mr. Hennessy informed of all the details.
Sir.
Carry on.
Right, this way. Would you like to get into the Land Rover, please?
That implies I've got a choice.
Well, you either do it or you do it.
That's the choice I meant. Okay, okay.
Well done, lads. I'm just going to call him to base. This is the rapid response party checking in. Tell Hennessy something for me, will you?
He's here now, sir. He just arrived.
Well, put him on.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Hennessy. How did you sleep?
Don't ask. I think I just had the most restless night of my life. Carson could make real problems for us.
Well, you can stop worrying. My men are sharper than yours. We got him.
Ah, I said he'd try to come back to the valley.
No thanks to your people watching for his car, though. He didn't use it.
So how did he get there?
Train to the nearest big town. Phoned around all the garages. Found the one where your Miss Wells left her car. They'd fixed the windscreen and beaten the dents out. So he said he'd been sent to pick it up. Paid with a check, which I doubt that he can cover. And suddenly he was mobile in a car that nobody was watching for.
Very clever. Where did you pick him up?
On the Valley Road. You'll never believe this. He crashed the car again. Really banged it up this time. Sailed straight off the road into a stone gatepost. Was still sitting there, blinking, when my men caught up with him. The short, sweet, runaway career of Peter Carson.
Bring him to the clinic. I want to talk to him.
Your office?
No, I've got a better place for him than that. There's some nice big cages out in the animal facility, and they're going to waste. Lock him in with the monkeys.
Mr. Hennessy says it's all right for me to speak to him.
All right, miss, but I can't have the case.
That's not necessary.
Did you bring a banana?
That's not funny, Peter.
Nobody's laughing. Is this where you kept him?
Who?
Who? The hybrid, the chimera, half human, half ape. A little bit twisted and probably not too much to look at, but a marvel of modern science all the same. Last night I was talking to someone who'd have burned down an orphanage if she thought it would have given her the chance of working on a project like this. What did you do for it?
Oh, you mean your friend Diane? Hennessy's people reached her last night.
How's she being silenced? Job on the team?
Something like that. Why did you do it, Peter?
Why did I do it? What about you? Hmm? Not saying anything about your involvement, letting me think that... Oh, what does it matter?
Why did you get involved?
Because of a kid called Tracy, remember? Who was ripped to pieces by your pet monster or whatever.
I'm sorry.
You look good on the video.
Oh, don't.
This chimera, does it have a name?
Chad, short for Charles. Because of his ears.
How old would he be now? 12? 13? Still a child if he was human. Fully grown if he was an ape. I bet he feels really confused.
He doesn't feel anything, Peter. He's a laboratory tool.
Oh, yes. I can see how you believe that.
All right, Mr. Carson. I haven't got time to waste. Where's the tape?
I haven't got it.
You're in deep trouble, Mr. Carson.
So how come it's you that's sweating?
You'll stay in that cage until you tell me.
Save yourself some time, Hennessy. Ask him what his price is.
Well...
Just a dream. A little dream I've had for a long time. Something I've always wanted to be.
His ambition's to be a newspaper man.
Oh, God. All right, we'll see what we can fix up.
Fixing up won't do it. It's got to be earned. You can't help me do that. The tape can.
I'm sorry if I'm shattering your big dream, Mr. Carson, but no newspaper in the country would dare to use that tape in view of the pressure we can bring to bear.
Well, I guessed all that. So I sent it abroad.
Abroad? Where?
America. With all my notes, background material, and a rough outline of everything that's happened so far. I sent it by special courier just before I drove out here. Cost me a packet, but it should be well on its way by now.
Oh, God.
It won't be believed.
Correct, but only as long as it can't be checked.
So what do we do?
I'm going to have to get on the line to London for authorization, but I would surmise they'll agree.
No recapture?
You mean end everything?
Yes, straight extermination. No more softly, softly. Turn the whole valley inside out until you find where the beast's hiding. Apparently he got out a couple of times before, but never went far. Flush him out and then burn him off the face of the earth.
There's no need to go as far as that.
We have no choice. I'll alert our people to start pulling the official records and move them to an unlisted vault.
Well, I'll start getting the equipment together.
And Miss Wells, you start explaining the definition of futility to Mr. Carson here.
He doesn't know you helped me.
No.
When are you going to choose whose side you're on?
That's good, coming from you.
What do you mean?
You're only like them, looking for your own angle, your own advantage, something good for your career. I lived with this. I was there when he was born. He's unique. No eyes like his ever looked on the world. And for the past 5 years, this room was almost all he ever saw.
Oh, yeah. And your self-interest didn't come into it, I suppose.
You want to know what really happened the night of the fire? I'm not talking about a story you can sell. I mean, do you want to know?
Yes, I do.
Jenna had called a meeting that afternoon. Only 4 of us had been in it from the beginning, and we were always the first to be told of any new developments. The rest of the staff knew as much as they needed, and no more.
How do you keep something like that a secret?
Just listen, Peter. The infertility clinic was a legitimate cover, as well as a perfect way of getting hold of all the biological material we needed. But some of our patients actually hosted hybrid embryos and never knew it.
You mean some of these poor women actually... Good God. Then wait a minute. There's been more than one.
No. The patient always miscarried before the embryo became viable, or else it would start to go wrong. We'd have to abort. Chad was a one-off, and the whole point of the work we were doing was to duplicate him.
So what was the meeting about?
Future strategy. Jenna reckoned we had the best chance ever of obtaining a second viable chimera from Marie Forrester. As soon as it was born, Chad's part in the long-term strategy could have gone ahead. We'd made him, and we'd raised him, but we had a limited knowledge of what he was and how he worked. With a second hybrid, Jenna would be all set to take Chad up to the limit. Drug tolerances, reaction to trauma, speed of healing, how quickly he could process poisons out of his system, if at all. And then, finally, a detailed and total dissection.
To what end?
To produce his specifications. He was a product for duplication and eventual sale.
Tell me something. If you'd gone to Chad and explained all this, would he have understood any of it?
That wasn't necessary.
Why not?
Because Jenna held the meeting in secrecy here in the animal facility. Chad heard every word and apparently understood it all.
What?
I didn't realize that when I released him.
You did?
The same evening, just before I drove to town. I fixed the latch on the cage so that he'd be able to get out. Nobody would know how he'd done it, and I wouldn't even be around. I'd rather he just died out on the moors than subject him to what Jenna was proposing. I deliberately stayed away for the whole night, and then in the morning when I came back...
Apocalypse Now.
So here's your real mass murderer. I was responsible.
So, what happens next?
Well, they'll find him. And they'll burn him.
And they won't hear him scream because your boss took his voice away.
Jen had become obsessed with Chad. He'd do anything to prove he could be reproduced and sold to aid medical science and transplants. I think Professor Liowski recognized that, and that's why they quarreled and the team split up.
I think I know where he is.
Chad?
But I can't do anything from in here. They padlocked the door.
There's another way out. Push those bars to your side.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. The whole wall moves. It's called a crush cage.
So I can make it bigger, but I still can't get out.
See the hatch over there?
Yeah.
Push the bars far enough and you uncover it. The hatch raises and you can get outside.
You mean right outside?
We'll come out into a kind of yard, an exercise area from the time when we had chimpanzees in here. I'll slip round and open the gate and...
Good night, Vienna. Sounds good. Let's do it.
Come on, come on. Okay. Come on. All clear. They left a man outside the door, but he thinks that's the only way out.
What's this?
I've borrowed one of their Land Rovers. They've got lots. They won't miss one.
Won't it make us a bit conspicuous?
They're not going to worry about me, and you keep well down. Besides, there's hardly anyone here right now. Hennessy's on the phone to London. Windler's sorting out what to do with his action men, and the rest of them are responding to another sighting. Now, are we going to argue about this, or are we going to go?
I've never driven a Land Rover.
So, you can watch and learn.
Mr. I'm going.
Keep on for the valley road. I'll give you directions as we go.
How come you're so sure you know where he is?
Deduction, my dear Watson. I'm working on the assumption that everybody else is making, that he won't have left the area.
Well, that's a fair guess. He doesn't travel very well.
Would he know your car on sight?
My car?
Would he?
Possibly. We moved him in it a couple of times when the builders were here.
Well, you know how I picked it up this morning and used it to get me out here?
Yes, and smashed it up again.
Sorry about that. Well, I was driving along and the windscreen just went on me. I came straight off the road, broke a headlamp, bent the wing. I stopped to pick up the pieces and there were two complete sets.
What do you mean?
Two bust headlamps, two chrome mounting rings. I'd come off the road in exactly the same spot that you did. And for exactly the same reason. What happened to you after you crashed?
Well, the police were there almost straight away. One of their cars was coming in the opposite direction and they gave me a lift into the village.
Did you inspect the damage?
Only enough to realise the car couldn't be moved till morning.
Okay, so try this for a theory. Left here. The Chimera. Chad. He's had a night out in the cold, right? He can't go back to the clinic because he happens to have burnt it half down. The place is swarming with strangers now. Would he realise he was in big trouble?
After what he did, you can take bets on it.
So, he's somewhere where he can see your car. He can spot you coming from far enough away to give him time to get down to the roadside. He wants to get your attention, so he picks up a stone and throws it. Big splat, one ruined windscreen, you're off the road. But then the police arrive so quickly, he doesn't have time to get to you. Now, the same thing happens today, except that this time it's me who gets out of the car instead of you. So off he goes again. You with me so far?
But how does I always tell you where he is?
There's one farm up on the valley side that has a perfect view of the approach road. There's a line of trees he could use for cover. Nowhere else fits the picture so perfectly. I think he's hiding in one of the farm buildings.
Get your head down.
What?
Duck!
Why?
We just passed a man with binoculars. I recognized him.
One of Hennessy's men?
No, a copper. Inspector Schaefer or Schaffer. Hennessy was talking about him. He's been left here to spy on the whole operation.
Stop the car.
Why?
This is just what we need. For God's sake, stop!
He's walking towards us. Convince me fast, Peter, or I'm going to take off.
Look, the police resented being given the elbow and did not like it.
So?
So, if we can somehow get word to Stoneleigh that his killer's in police hands and that we're one jump ahead of Hennessy's people...
You think he'll pull strings?
To be quite honest, I hope he'll fight dirty. Can he pass for human?
Stoneleigh?
Chad!
Well, that depends. His eyes look human. His face doesn't. He doesn't have much hair. He's about 5 feet tall. Depending on his clothes, he might pass from a distance.
Just as long as he looks human enough to get himself arrested.
Arrested?
Alison, it's our only chance of getting him out of the valley and under legal protection. If we succeed, we have a chance of saving his life. And blowing the news blackout.
All right.
Inspector! You couldn't give me a lift into the village, could you? Things are happening up there and I've got to report it.
Oh, we can give you something better than that. Hop in.
I know this place. It's the last farm we checked before we all had to pull out.
Did you search everywhere?
Well, as it happened, no. We were just about to take a look in the barn when the message came through.
And the army people picked up where you left off. So they'd assume that this place had already been given the once over.
Which it hadn't. Shall we start with the barn?
Hey, wait a minute. We can't just walk in.
Well, you're not going to say that we need a warrant.
If Jack the lad's here, like you say, we can worry about all that later. I just don't want the farmer panicking and flying out here with a shotgun.
Hello? Anyone here? Hello?
Kind of quiet.
Hey, wait a minute. This person you've been telling me about, who exactly is he?
He's an ex-patient at Dr. Jenner's.
Oh, a bit of an abnormal type, is he?
You could say that.
The big question, is he going to be dangerous now?
Not if we make it clear that we're going to help him. Otherwise, he'll be just like anyone else who's scared and knows he's in trouble.
Right. Well, let's start with the barn, then.
I'll check the house.
Watch yourself, eh?
I'll be okay.
Come on.
Right.
Damn! Can't see a thing.
Just give your eyes a minute to adjust. Can't see anybody hiding in here. Sure stinks, though.
It's not like manure.
No, it's worse. What's that over there?
Tractor. There's no engine by the look of it.
No, just along.
It's a heap of sacks.
Let's have a closer look.
There's a handle from somewhere.
Well, just knock those sacks back and we'll see what it is.
Right.
Two of them. Well, now we know what happened to the people here. Ew. Same wounds as the others. Not so fresh, though. Cover them up again.
I don't think I can.
No. Can't say I fancy the idea much either. Let's get outside.
You believe us now?
I never said I didn't. I wonder if we've got any more surprises. Oh.
Don't come any further, please. He's holding his knife against me.
What the hell is that? That's your man.
He's not going to hurt me. He's just scared of you. I've told him he's in no danger, but he feels safer this way.
Chad, do you understand me? Chad, we're your best and only chance. We want to get you away before the others come. And they're coming, Chad. They'll have spotted the three of us on our way up here.
He doesn't understand. Huh? He's confused.
Chad, listen. Listen. Everyone you've ever known, the people you saw every day of your life, they're all gone. Gone, yes? There's only Alison left. Do you want to hurt her? Do you want to lose her, too? Chad? Drop the knife, Chad. We trust you. Please, trust us.
Thank you, Chad.
Take him to the Land Rover.
Right. Come on, Chad. Come on.
I never saw anything like this, and I've seen a few things.
Killed 10 people. 12 if you count the 2 in the barn.
That's right. But the ones in the barn don't count.
What do you mean?
They constitute a new inquiry, and Hennessy's blackout doesn't cover these.
Yet. Think your boss will be interested?
If the Pope a Catholic does a bear like...
Hurry up, you two. There's light in the distance coming up the road.
Ah... Well, we've got a slight problem to overcome first. There's only one track out of here, and the army seems to be coming up it.
So we'll take to the fields. Come on! See anything?
They're just reaching the farm. Wait, one of the Land Rovers is trying to follow us.
Let's see how good he is, then.
How good are you?
Oh, we'll find that out, won't we? Hang on to your hats.
Oh. What the devil was that?
A stream.
Is he still behind us?
I'll tell you when I can see straight.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything, but there's a wall ahead of us. I don't see any gaps in it.
No, this could slow us down a bit.
They're still behind us. I think Windler's driving. I'm damn sure that's Hennessy in the seat next to him. The man's turned bright green. You can see it from here.
Look, about this wall.
I know, I'm looking for a weak spot.
A weak spot? That's solid stone.
Not that solid.
Oh, God.
There's a place. Hang on. We're through. Is everybody all right?
Oh, God.
Just a couple of 100 yards and we'll be in the village.
past the pursuit.
The wall's slowing them down. They're still coming.
Head for the schoolhouse. We'll never outrun them.
And what then?
Barricade ourselves in while I call for the cavalry. The chief will have so many coppers milling around the main street, we'll be able to get our friend out before the Whitehall mob can get their act together.
We'd better make it fast then before they cut the phone wires. Into the schoolhouse. Come on, Chad. Out and inside.
Hold it. We've got company.
Chad, come on. This way, this way.
Right out, left and right. Move aside, Mr. Carson.
No can do, sorry.
I'll shoot through you if I have to.
Like hell, yeah. Well, where do you think you are?
I have full emergency powers and I'm going to use
them. It's too late, Captain. The game's blown.
Maybe, but I've still got to limit the damage you can cause, Mr. Carson.
What about the tape?
You already sent it abroad. Let's put it out of your hands and beyond your control. Not something you can bargain with.
And if I was lying?
Where are you lying, Mr. Carson?
Well, that's for you to gamble on, isn't it?
It could be true.
So what do you want to do?
I'll back you on any decision you take.
Oh, I'll bet. I'm just the executive arm. No, this one's all yours, Hennessy. Oh,
by the way, just take a look around. It's not such a big village, but there's a face in every window. A lot of witnesses to handle.
I'll have to call London.
Time's running out. Everybody watching? We've got the killer here, but they don't want him to go to trial. Killer!
Who's that?
It's Forrester.
In a hotel window.
You killed my wife!
What's he doing?
Down, everybody!
Chad!
That's what you deserve!
Oh, Peter, he's hit!
Stay down!
Nice shooting.
Yes, wasn't it? Now, what the hell was Forrester doing there?
He was here for the fishing.
All right, men, move back.
How bad is Chad?
It's all over, Peter.
Not quite. I've still got the tape. I hid it on the way here.
Oh, what does that matter now?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, thank you for coming, Mr. Carson.
Thanks. See you.
Well?
No longer in their possession.
What?
Yeah. Two special branch officers called on the editor at 9 o'clock this morning. They had a search and seizure warrant, said they wanted the tape. In the end, the editor gave it some heavy ethical consideration and then just handed the damn thing over. The one bloody newspaper I thought I could trust.
So, where do we go from here?
Nowhere. Without evidence, this one's strictly for the Bermuda Triangle market.
It's only what we expected.
Yeah. Doesn't make it any easier, though. Hey, you know he offered me a job.
Really?
I felt like telling him to stick it.
But you didn't.
I said I wanted time to think it over. You reckon that'll be enough for my conscience?
It'll have to be. Come on, at least we've got something to celebrate.
Yeah. You think they'll try it again?
They've had their fingers burned. I wouldn't have thought so. Jenna never really had much chance to find out how Chad worked in the first place.
Chad must have hated him.
Do you know, I don't think there's anyone in this world he loved more. You explain it. I can't.
Well, Dr. Roma, Diane, how's he doing?
He's sleeping now.
What do you think of him?
Fine. Look at his hands. They're perfect. And his back. Straight as an arrow. He's going to be a fine specimen when he grows.
Yes, I'm sure he will. I'm sure all of them will.
In Chimera by Stephen Gallagher, which was dramatized from his novel of the same title, Sarah Bedell played Alison, Christian Rodska, Peter, Brian Glover, Stoneley, and John Webb, Schaffer. Tracy, Jenny Funnell, Dr. Jenner and Gaskell, David Sinclair, Dr. Horsley, Tessa Worsley, Sergeant Crichton, Christopher Douglas, Roger Forrester, Graham Blocky, the morgue official, Marlene Sidaway, Captain Windler, Bernard Brown, Diane, Helena Breck, Hennessy, Sean Arnold, the professor, Leonard Fenton, and a police constable and a soldier, John Vose. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Chimera was directed by Martin Jenkins.